I met Ralph in July of 2002. How do I know that? That's when we first started the church. In 2015, we will complete 13 years. Wow, I knew Ralph through that. I knew Mary Bell. And Mary Bell went to be with the Lord. And the thing about Ralph that I always remember is there isn't probably one person in Oxnard that didn't have him as a sociology teacher at Oxnard High. I have met more people from around the world that said, I had him for sociology. You see the influence of a teacher. This always kills me that they pay. There's this one football player, I think he got $272 million for his five-year contract, when Ralph has taught and influenced more people than any other football player single-handedly. Ralph, they owe you $300 million. And I'll tell you, I know one thing. Not only has he influenced so many people in his teaching, but he's also been throughout this region passing out New Testament and Psalms with the Gideons. How many years, Ralph? 31 years as a Gideon, passing out. And in those 31 years, Ralph, has the disposition of people when you try to pass out New Testaments changed? What's it gotten like, Ralph? Well, I appreciate the prayer. How many of you are Gideons? Douglas, you just became a Gideon, didn't you? How many? Ed, Ralph, all of our Gideons. Thank you for passing out the hate literature. And I did not mess up your thing. Elder on the board in every way.
I have been I sang too hard. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Way back when I was about 25, that verse came to me one day when I was grubbing around in the garden. And it has helped me throughout the rest of my life. Most of that time, I was teaching. When I finished 31 years ago, what group do I join? Rotary? Kiwanis? Lions? Optimists? Oh, Bill Kirkpatrick got on my back and encouraged me to join the Gideons. Now, some of you may remember Bill Kirkpatrick. He was a stalwart Gideon, but I have joined Gideons, and I have been able to carry out my verse, my life verse, Galatians 2:20. I've even thought of putting that on my license plate, but I haven't done it yet. To be able to pass out God's word in places that I couldn't do it before. I spent 35 years teaching in a situation where we could not talk about God in the classroom. But on the sidewalk, outside of the school, off school grounds, not only could we talk about him, but we could hand out scripture. The ones that we usually handed out were orange ones. How many of you have ever received an orange testament? That was because you were in either grade school or high school. If you were in college, you got a green one. This is what we call our personal workers. I can hand it to anybody. The women have one, which is a blue one, and they mainly give it to medical people. Anybody in the medic, even the custodians and the cafeteria help, anybody in the medical world. And the medical world wouldn't do very well unless it had some support. In fact, I spend Tuesdays every week at the hospital monitoring who can get in to see Joe or Susie in ICU or CCU. And I have testaments, both Spanish and English, sitting on the desk in front of me, and if anybody looks crossways at it, if you want it, take it. Oh, it's free, take it. And so they do, and I reach in my briefcase and bring out another one and replace it. This is one of the ways that we can do it. And incidentally, if you're in the hospital and you want a Bible, just ask for it. Because we furnish the hospital, this is St. John's, we furnish the hospital with the hospital testament, which is the blue, flexible one with a little larger print, as well as a regular Bible. And all you have to do is ask the chaplain for it, and you will get it. And you will keep it, because they don't want you to leave it there, because somebody else may pick up the germs that you had. But being a Gideon includes the opportunities not only of distributing God's word, but going to various opportunities to meet other Gideons, because we have Gideons in 198 countries. One of the most recent was China. And we are now actively distributing God's word in China through churches. Can't do it on the street, but we can do it through the churches. So not only do we distribute in 198 countries, but we also print Bibles, testaments in, 99 countries? Something of that nature. Anyway, we have many different languages in which we also print Bibles. And these are we were able to give these out. You know, some countries, Christians aren't very welcome. In some of them, they're being killed at a great rate. But if we get the Bibles to the country, there are Gideons, Christians, already there, natives, that take these and they distribute them. But we have to get them to them. So we give out many, many Bibles and testaments through this method. But you wonder, who are the Gideons? We are business and professional men. We are able to then get up and talk, to be with others. There are Christians who are not either what we would call professional or businessmen, but they may not have the time to do these sort of things. And so it's limited. Some people think we're rather, I won't say racist, but picky. Who can be and who cannot be Gideons? And so there is a selection sort of thing. You can apply and maybe you'll make it and maybe you won't. One of the things you have to do is to be a born-again Christian in an evangelical church. One of my plumbers is a Catholic, but he is about as good a Christian as I've ever met. But he would not be eligible in the Gideons. Women can join as auxiliary if they are wives of the Gideons. Again, picky. But yes, it is a picky, in that sense, organization. We have 20 members in our local Gideon organization. We call them camps. We used to be Oxnard and Camarillo and Port Hueneme, one big one, but we got so big they took Camarillo away and made them a camp all to themselves, and so it's Oxnard and Port Hueneme now that we're involved, that I'm involved in. But we have many relationships with all these other camps. Santa Barbara, Thousand Oaks, Simi Valley, Paso Robles, you name it. We have camps in all of these areas, and we have communication with them, and so forth. In fact, on Friday, there's to be a big rally, which I will not attend, because I will be up here on the platform in a robe that you probably won't recognize me. But that'll be the first night of the tree. It also cost to be a Gideon all of $60 a year. And all of that money, all of it, goes to support our national headquarters, which is in Nashville. No money that anybody gives to Gideon's, all monies that anybody gives to Gideon's, goes to buy scriptures. This is one organization that you can be sure that your money will go to get scriptures. Where do we do all this? Well, I've been through all these countries I've mentioned. The fact that we can go to schools, and churches, communicating so that you know what we're doing and maybe help us get some money so that we can buy more scriptures. We can go to various places like the police station and fire stations and give testaments to them as well as to children. We go to the military. We have good contact with the chaplain at CB at Fort Wayne. We even do church presentations in the chapel. Where was I? I wasn't told that I was going to have the whole thing here. He wanted a vacation. Where do we do it? How do we do it? Well, I've given you some ways in which we do it. Where else do we get money besides asking churches for it? Incidentally, there will be a collection at the end of the program. And I think you have some information in your bulletin as well that will tell you how you can do it. We also have a card program. One of the things I do is to send cards to, I don't know, have you gotten it yet, Earl? I sent it. Wanda should have gotten one. And there are others. In fact, when Mary Bell died, it's been 5.5 years, believe it or not. When she died, there were 90-some cards sent, given to the Gideons that I got as a result in her memory. She was an auxiliary member and an active as was I. Let me go back up a little bit. A young man who is now a minister called Nace Howell, back in Pennsylvania, remembers being given a New Testament by a Gideon when he was in middle school. But since he was raised in a Christian home and thought he knew all the answers, I set the book aside for several years, he says. At age 19, he became involved with drugs and alcohol. He drank every chance he could find. He went through 10 different jobs before landing a full-time job at a clothing factory. On a late shift, I found a lot of time to himself and during the working hours, so he decided to read the New Testament that he had been given several years before. It was a perfect size to put in his pocket and carry to work. And so he read the New Testament, and as a result, he developed a relationship with God. Not just knowing about him, but knowing him. He went to a Bible college as a result of having given up his alcohol and his drugs and wanting to become a minister. So he got his Bachelor of Science degree and his Master's of Divinity, and today he is a senior pastor in a church in Pennsylvania. That's one man. Then there was a young man in Florida one day, and he says, "Boy, am I glad I got arrested." But in jail, because he was there of several felonies, he was given a Bible. Somehow he got hold of a Bible, and he read it, and it changed his life. And he became, because of his change, his sentence was much less, and he became a good citizen in the community. His grandmother was greatly relieved. Gideon started in 1898. Three men, salesmen, met in a hotel. And you know, I found out that back then, usually a one man got one room got two men in it, or maybe three or four, and they shared beds oftentimes. But these three men got to talking and decided that they needed to do something about getting Bibles out. So it wasn't long after that they met and started the Gideons. In 1908, the first testament was distributed. 1908. In 1941, it was the first time that military got the testaments. I was going to bring one testament that I was given when I was in the military. It's fragile. I hold it together with the rubber bands. And it's all marked up because while I was overseas, my wife and I wrote to each other. We did not have Skype. We did not have telephone communication that we could use. I was in a safe spot and I could do this. But I better back up. My wife and I were married for 5 days, and then I was gone for 2 years. During that 2 years, I wrote every day, and she wrote every day, and we started every letter with a verse of Scripture that as we read this Bible, we would pick a verse from that particular one, and that would start our letter. We saved all our letters. In 2 years, they stacked up. One of the things that we, not the first thing we did, but the early thing we did in our relationship when I got back was to go through all those letters, and there's only about that many left. We didn't want our kids reading what we wrote, knowing that somebody else read the letter I wrote before she got it. But my attitude was, I'm writing to my wife, and if your ears burn, it's your problem. But Scripture became a very close part, it became a strong part in my life. And I'm reading Ezekiel for about the third time right now, and I've got three more verses to go. And then I'll get into Daniel. Since January, I've been going through it. And I've got to finish the Old Testament by the end of December. You know, that last part goes pretty fast. Jeremiah and Ezekiel are kind of long. Daniel isn't quite as long, but some of you know what I'm talking about as you read it too. But reading the Word has been a part of my life. So in 1908, they began placing Scriptures. In the year 2015, they expect somebody somewhere in the world to receive the 2 billionth Testament, Bible, Scripture. Let me just give you a quick thing. In 1999, they had placed 5,700. In 1940, it was up to 1,688,000. In 1951, it was 10,951. In 1970, 91,419. In 1980, 241,875. In 1990, that's only not 2 years far. Most of you can remember that far back. 491,000,000, almost, and 896,000. 2010, 1,000,000,000. 628,585 testaments, scriptures. Last year, 2014, 1,930,000,000. And they expect somebody, somewhere in the world, to receive the 2 billionth one next year. That's because they're distributed around the world. In 2000, President George W. Bush got the 1 billionth scripture. What's the word I want? commemorative Bible. And it's we continue distributing God's Word. Kenya, on this thing, which is hard to read if you're back any further, are pictures of young people. And this was September of this year. This was the spread in our Gideon magazine. This was the cover, and this was the two-page spread. Children receiving the word. And one of the men who went on this trip, what's his name? Cal Lucas, was the leader of 22 people from around the five different countries around the world that went to Kenya for a two-week period. Over 6,000 copies of God's Word was handed out in a two-week period. They were in 1,500 schools, and it doesn't say about how many hospitals they were in, but this man, Cal Lucas, who has gone to several of these, we call them blitzes, where they go out and handle up, saturate sort of thing. He says that he feels that the local Gideons were so well organized that he thinks that Kenya is by far the most Christian country that he has visited. A Christian country. They line up for it. And you can see the smiles on their face. Whereas we hand them out, we can't hand them out fast enough because they're rushing by. Getting out of school and they're on their way home. No, one kid says, "I'm a Jew." Well, Jesus was a Jew, I told him. I've seen the kids take them, and before they've taken four or five steps, they've tossed it. Or maybe they've torn the page out. Or I saw one person up in Santa Barbara several years ago. I had hardly given him the testament, and he walked a little ways and tried to light a match to it. So we have a lot of this sort of thing. Ray Bass, when he was out distributing testaments, particularly in a particular spot, I better not mention it, a woman at least twice, two different years, made quite an effort to come by and tell him what she thought in words that cannot be expressed from this pulpit. So we get all kinds. Then we get people who drive by and say, "Thank you," or they'll, whatever. We notify the police, and they are there. I had one man up in, he made a point of going to the principal after the distribution was finished and asking something. It got my name. Then he made a call to me, and we spent about 20 minutes talking pretty fast, trying to keep him from saying that he was going to start a lawsuit and stop this whole thing. So we get all kinds. But it's God's Word that is being distributed. How can you be a Gideon? Well, first you have to be a born-again Christian, business and professional man, a member of the church. And Doug told us the other day that he got word that the pastor okayed him. He is now a member. We have a card program as well, and I mentioned my wife getting all of hers, and I use it quite extensively for all kinds of things, for birthdays, for graduations, for deaths, for whatever reason, to pat somebody on the back, to encourage them in what they do, to let them know that they're being thought of. And some of you use it, and some of you haven't started using it, but you can. And outside on the Welcome Center, you will find a rack that has cards in it, which you can take and put some money in the place and send the card to who you want to be sent to. Or if you don't want to do anything else, let me know and I'll be able to explain it all. Anybody have any questions? Yes.
How successful are Gideons in working with schools?
Well, my own personal feeling is that I work with them very well. I am one of those I make a point of going in and talking to the administration before we go in, as well as we phone ahead and let them know we're coming. And they are very anxious. Just stay off school grounds. Be sure you're... We've had some say, you've got to be on the other side of the street. No, we don't have to be on the other. We just don't have to be on school grounds. There's one school we cannot... We don't want to go to, and that's Rio Mesa High School. And I don't know whether you know the situation there or not, but it is dangerous. There is a pretty good-sized ditch about that far from their property line, because one principal went out and measured it. And so that's about the only place we can stand. And if you've ever been out there, the kids either come in cars or buses. Very few walk. And we can't go on school grounds where the buses load. We did one time. Bill Kirkpatrick went out into the principal and we says, can we stand inside next to the buses and offer these? He says, sure, why not? We did. He wasn't there next year. But we do not stand at where the kids come. When they come through that gate with no cars, they're not... They're going out onto Central Avenue, and it's a dangerous situation. So we haven't been out there in many years, but we do hit all of the other schools in our district, which is all the Oxnard Union High School District schools. Yeah? No? Because Camarillo can go to some of these other areas. But we do Wainimi and Channel Islands and Oxnard and... Pacifica, did I leave anybody out? We don't do Fremont anymore because that's over in Camarillo. We can't do Cam High. They'll get the new school out there. They have Rio Mesa if they want it, but I don't know. Anyhow, these are areas where we can go. Yes?
I never thought about this. Why don't we... You know, we give out cookies at the Christmas tree. Why can't we let the Gideons give out New Testaments, too? I never thought about that before.
Do what now?
We give
we could
cookies.
Give them
Why
out
can't
at the
we
tree?
Give Testaments out? Let's really make them mad, the elites of our country, and let's give out the Testaments at the Christmas tree. What do you think?
Well, it's fine with me. We could do that. We have to... I don't know. How many do we have? Do we have enough to go around?
I don't want to step on the Christmas tree people because it's...
We have to order them if we don't have them.
Mark, I don't know. I'm not trying to take your...
I don't know. We'd have enough time to get them even. 2 weeks? By the time we got back, by the time... I don't know. Then we'd have to have the money to pay for them.
Mark has plenty of money to pay.
Well, that brings up the next subject. On your way out, there will be a couple of guys standing at the door back there picking... And actually taking your money and put it in a basket so we can count it. But this is one way in which you can help, besides praying for us. We always like prayer. So be sure you pray. And if you feel led, give money to the Gideons so that we can buy scriptures. If we get enough, there's no reason why we can't support the people that come to the Christmas tree. I'm through.
Listening to an old
man who's been in this church since 1956. And my sociology was at Wainimi, not at Oxnard.
Oh, sorry about that.
Anyway, I'll ask the ushers if they would to take an offering for the Gideons. And maybe in the future we can think about not only cookies but testaments for the Christmas tree program. I don't know why I never thought of that before, but I just now did.
Well, we don't try to give to churches.
Really?
Yeah. Because we try to give people outside of the church, really. So we don't support the church with Bibles.
Okay.
But visitors coming in, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
We'd have to check.
Okay. Anyway, we appreciate all of our Gideons who do that work to pass out New Testaments and Psalms.